Right now, brothers and sisters, we are getting closer and closer to the time of the Imam. The return of the Imam is imminent, brothers and sisters. It is very, very close. We don't want to get lost now. There was a beautiful hadith that I heard for the first time. I was in Qum at that time, and Sayyid Nasrullah came to Qum. Normally for the students, that's like Eid. Sayyid Nasrullah comes, everybody, oh mashallah, he's here, he wants to give a little talk, this, that, and the other. So he was giving this lecture, and he said a beautiful, beautiful hadith which illustrates this point. The Prophet is, in this hadith, is talking to Ammar, companion. And he's telling him that there will be a time after me, and there'll be a lot of division amongst the ummah. He says they'll be taking swords to one another. They'll be seeking distance from one another. So what he did was he gave Ammar the criteria of haq and where to be. And Sayyidina Rasulullah recited this hadith for us. He says, فَإِنْ سَلَكَ النَّاسِ كُلُّهُمْ وَادِيًا. That if everybody goes into a valley, all of the people, وَسَلَكَ عَلِيٌّ وَادِيًا, and Ali ibn Abi Talib goes into a valley, you go into that valley that Ali ibn Abi Talib goes into, وَخَلِّ عَنِ النَّاسِ, you leave the people. You follow Ali ibn Abi Talib. And Sayyid Nasrullah, when he was speaking to us, this was years before the victory at Lebanon, he said that, brothers, I'm going to tell you right now, I'll be frank with you, I'm paraphrasing. He said, brothers, if all of the ulama go into a valley, and Sayyid Ali Khamenei goes into a valley, brothers, you go in that valley that Sayyid Ali Khamenei goes in. So brothers and sisters, right now when times are tough, when you see that you don't know where truth is, everybody's talking, just remember the words of the man who was more old school than any of us. Sayyid Hassan Nasrullah, may Allah protect him and preserve him and all of our maraja, all of the leaders, and especially the leader, Sayyid Ali Khamenei.